Hey guys, once again, it's your man Mike D. Hey, I have a little something for us today. Personality traits that make you an easy person to love. Personality traits that make you an easy person to love. Everyone likes to be around people who are lovable and give off good vibes, right? But sometimes life gets the best of us, and not everyone is easy to love. Perhaps some changes are needed within personality traits. So we'll look at a few of those qualities that can turn anyone into an easy person to love. We all desire to be loved, I think. Well, maybe a few don't desire love, but I know we were created to love, whether we desire to be loved or not. The words love, loves, and loved are mentioned 504 times in the Holy Bible, 264 times in the Old Testament, and 237 times in the New. We'll look at a few. How about empathy? Empathy is the ability to put yourself in other people's shoes and be able to sense their emotions at any given time. There's two types of empathy, affective and cognitive. I won't go into details on the different types, maybe during some other podcast, but having empathy can help you understand others better, making you an easy person to love. Patience is a trait. Misunderstanding or challenges happen in relationships all the time. But those who are more patient with others tend to create a more positive environment for themselves and others. It can significantly help create feelings of love for you and your mate. Kindness and compassion. Kindness go a long way through acts of consideration and compassion. We become more approachable and easier to get along with. It's pretty obvious when someone has genuine compassion for others, be it in their actions or their words. Kindness makes you more endearing to others and creates a more loving environment. How about the simple trait of sense of humor? It may sound surprising, but people who see the lighter side of life have a sense of healthy humor and can bring joy and happiness to any situation. Not only does sharing laughter lighten a situation, but it also helps in strengthening your bonds. Everyone loves and wants to be around someone enjoyable, right? How about having a laugh out? How about being able to cheer someone up when they're not feeling well, just from your sense of humor? Someone may be feeling bad, right? And you come along with a great sense of humor and it cheers them up. Look at Psalms 126. Psalms 126 says, "When the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like those who dream. Then our mouths were filled with laughter and our tongue with singing. Then they said among the nations, 'The Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are glad.'" There's great things when we laugh. God does great things for us, and then we can enjoy it through laughter, through our sense of humor. What about the trait of adaptability? Come across a recent study published on Science Daily found that people who experience love in their daily lives have higher levels of well-being. One of the best ways to become a more loving person is by being flexible and open to change. For instance, couples who are adaptable as opposed to rigid in their ways demonstrate a sense of value for each other. Researchers find that people who experience higher felt love, brief experience of love and connection in everyday life also have significantly higher levels of psychological well-being, which includes feelings of purpose and optimism compared to those who had lower felt love scores. The researchers said the baseline of the subjects' felt love experience in general rose throughout the study, suggesting that the nudge to recognize examples of love and connections during the study may also have gradually increased the subjects' overall sense of being loved. Stronger experience of felt love, in turn, are associated with improvements in your physiological well-being. Are you feeling loved today? There's a musical artist by the name of Raheem Devon, and he has a CD out. It's titled The Love Behind the Melody. I like the CD. I play it often. And one of the songs is Hello Love and Love Drug. The entire CD is pretty good. I recommend it. How about the trait of positivity? Having a positive mindset is not only beneficial in making you an easy person to love, but it also is highly beneficial in all aspects of your personality and life. When faced with challenges, being optimistic can make a big difference and can also help you make a better decision. Positivity brings joy to those around you. I know sometimes we get caught up in us or me, but a lot of times it's not about you, right? It's about those around you. Are you making a difference? Are you sharing love? Are you sharing positivity? These are the things that make you easier to love. Self-confidence. Another trait that makes anyone easy to love is confidence. We all sense a different vibe when we're around confident people versus when we're around those who aren't or those who are negative, right? We tend to be more attracted to people who are self-assured and know what they want, which in turn fosters harmonious friendships and love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we refer to as the love book because love is actually mentioned 14 times, which is the second most in the New Testament. John, of course, is the first with over 26 times mentioning love. So 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1 says, "If I speak in tongues of men or of angels, but do not have love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have faith that can move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and give over my body to the hardships that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing." Trustworthiness and honesty. Trust needs to be the foundation of all relationships. It is said trust takes years to build and seconds to break and forever to repair. No doubt, being a trustworthy person makes you easier to love. One of the most valuable assets we can have in life is to be trustworthy. It is worth gold, whether in business or friendships or family. When you can trust a person, it creates a bond of loyalty that runs super, super deep. And when someone can trust you, it gives you that same bond of loyalty right back. It is more valuable than any amount of money or power because trust doesn't have to ebb and flow like other things in life. Trust can be permanent if you do the right things and do things the right way. Your relationships can be private, whereas they don't have to be a secret. With an emphasis on private, it's not everybody's business, right? It takes time and effort to build trust. It takes going the extra mile to show that you are someone who can be counted on. It must be given the attention it deserves without missing a single beat. Trust truly is the greatest asset any of us can have. We must be trustworthy, and we must choose wisely those we will trust, right? And when you find those rare people who have shown they can be trusted, keep them close and never let them go, especially in the days and times we live in. Holy Scripture is clear in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight." Respect. Sounds pretty simple, right? It should be, could be, it is. Respecting other people's boundaries, feelings, and thoughts is something everyone should learn if they want to build strong, loving relationships with anyone. It shows that you care for others and that you understand them. You may ask, well, does the Bible say anything about respect? Certainly does. 45 results talk about respect. 1 Peter 2:17. It says, "Show proper respect to everyone. Love the family of believers, fear God, and honor the emperor," which simply refers to just honor your leader. Also, 1 Peter 3:7 says, "Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers." In addition, 1 Peter 3:14-16, it says, "But even if you should suffer for what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear their threats. Do not be frightened, but in your hearts revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. How about the trait of support? Everyone would love to be with those who can provide a support system for them in times of need, during both the good times and the challenging times. Having the support of family and friends and your mate can make a huge difference, and those who are supportive of those who need them come across as more loving individuals. I have an additional scripture for you. Look at Acts chapter 20, verses 34 through 36. Yes, you yourselves know that these hands have provided for my necessities and for those who were with me. I have shown you in every way by laboring like this that you must support the weak. And remember the words of the Lord Jesus that he said, it is more blessed to give than receive. You know, one trait that we tend to kind of forget about is communication skills. Not necessarily forget about them, but I think we tolerate the lack of communication skills, right? The ability to communicate is of the utmost importance in any type of relationship, whether it is within friendships, at work with your colleagues, in a relationship with your partner, or at home with your family. Communicating well enough to express your emotions and thoughts can help to avoid any miscommunications and misunderstandings. And this makes it easier to love you. Just to touch a little bit on that too, a lot of our marriage and relationships fail because of lack of communication skills. He won't listen to me, she says. She doesn't know what she's talking about. She doesn't understand me. These kinds of things can be worked out just by simple communication. It is of the utmost importance in our relationships, but yet our relationships are failing because we are not communicating properly. Okay. Once we work on our communication skills, we should see the dynamics changing. Right? Now I can understand better. Help me to understand what you're saying. Right? And I'm going to talk a little bit later about listening. Okay, we could do it now. Good listening skills. No one likes a person who keeps interrupting them when they talk or talks over them when they're trying to get their points across, right? Practicing active listening is key to being responsive. Being engaged in and trying to understand first before talking shows you're attentive, which is a lovable trait. Got scripture for you too. Yeah, look at James chapter 1, verse 19. And it's just a quality, right? It says, so then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Real simple. Just be quiet, listen, and understand, or try to understand. It's time to start having more intentional conversations. Active listening is a skill that involves going beyond simply hearing the words that another person speaks. It's about actively processing and seeking to understand the meaning and the intent behind the meaning or the words. It requires being a mindful and focused participant in the communication process. Let me give you a couple techniques. We've all kind of learned them, I'm certain. Being fully present in the conversation, showing interest by practicing good eye contact, noticing and using nonverbal cues, asking open-ended questions to encourage further responses, paraphrasing and reflecting back what has been said, listening to understand rather than to respond, just like James said in the Holy Scriptures, withholding judgment and advice. In communication, active listening is important because it keeps you engaged with your conversation partner in a positive way. It also makes the other person feel heard and valued. This skill is the foundation of a successful conversationalist in any setting. How about open-minded? Often people who have an open mind are a lot keener to learn from different things and grow from them, benefiting from their enhancement. Being more understanding and adaptable to changing situations makes it easier for others to get along with you. It also makes you more vulnerable, which improves your loving vibes. Dependability. Having a dependable person around can make a whole world of a difference in any situation. When people can rely on you to help them or be there for them, it builds a sense of trust and reliability between you and them and creates a foundation of love. 1 Corinthians 13:12-13 says, "For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I also am known." Why? "And now abided faith, hope, love. These three, but the greatest of these is love." Love is the foundation. No one dislikes a person who can call for help at any time of the day or night. If you love me, you can call me. If I love you, I'm going to answer. Gratefulness. Did you know, according to UCLA Health, being grateful is good for your health? This is why we hear coaches and motivational speakers encourage people to keep a grateful journal. It can reduce anxiety and depression, relieve stress, support the heart, and even help you sleep better. As a positive trait, it encourages a loving environment. Look at Jonah 4:6. "And the Lord God prepared a plant and made it come over Jonah, that it might be shade for his head to deliver him from his misery." So Jonah was very grateful for the plant. We should be grateful for all the things that God provides. Researchers show that practicing gratitude 15 minutes a day, 5 days a week, for at least 6 weeks can enhance mental wellness and possibly promote a lasting change in perspectives. Gratitude and its mental health benefits can also positively affect your physical health. I'm like, see the scripture. What are the health benefits, you may ask? I'm glad you asked. You'll get the biggest health benefits of gratitude when it becomes habitual and part of your thought process, right? Gratitude seems to reduce depression symptoms. People with a grateful mindset report higher satisfaction with life, strong social relationships, and more self-esteem than those who do not practice gratitude. Anxiety often involves worrying and negative thinking, of course, typically about things that happened in the past or may occur in the future. Gratitude can be a copying tool for anxiety. Regularly practicing gratitude combats negative thinking patterns by keeping thoughts focused on the present. It supports heart health too. Improving depression symptoms, sleep, diet, and exercise reduce the risk of heart disease. Stress triggers a fight or flight response in your nervous system. Your heart beats faster, muscles contract, and adrenaline pumps. But gratitude can help calm the nervous system. Taking a moment to be thankful causes physiological changes in your body that initiate the parasympathetic nervous system. What is that? You may ask. I certainly did. In research, it's the part of your nervous system that helps you rest and digest, and we know this is valuably important. With that being said, practicing gratitude also makes you less likely to be stressed, anxious, or depressed. People with an attitude of gratitude tends to pursue goals that keep them feeling good. Positive attitude promotes positive actions. They engage in activities that support healthy sleep and eating well and exercising regularly. Psalms 103:3-5. It says, "Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, gratefulness, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him. You're grateful and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truths endures to all generations." Passion and enthusiasm. It is inspirational to others when they see passion and enthusiasm being displayed in relationships. We'll all agree. Who wants a boring relationship? Not very many people. When you display a dedication to your friends, family, and mostly your partner, it helps to add much needed excitement, making you more lovable to everyone. Generosity. Generosity can go a long way in life and relationships. It doesn't mean always giving money to people, but being generous with your time, understanding, attention, and of yourself. Those who practice generosity with these things are often admired by everyone as they're selfless and put others' needs first. And just a couple scriptures here. There's many more, but I want to highlight these two. Proverbs 11:25. "The generous soul will be made rich, and he who waters will also be watered himself." And then we'll look at Proverbs 22:9. "He who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he gives his bread to the poor." Simple traits of being generous. Loyalty. Security and trust are often associated with being a loyal person. Keeping a commitment to your partner and your friends and not being flaky or fake shows integrity. It also helps to strengthen bonds and make you an easy person to be around. People won't be second-guessing you because they know you. They know your character. They've seen your integrity. Stay loyal. And lastly, but not least, trust. Big one. Those who are loving don't second guess your answers or reactions. They trust that they don't need an explanation for everything. They respect others' decisions, even when they may not agree with them. This is because they know that everyone is unique and has their own opinions and thoughts about things. If you have displayed trust, you have been faithful over a few things, he said, I will bless you with many. Come on, somebody. And I got a couple of scriptures here for you guys, too, okay? 1 Timothy 4, 9 through 11. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance. For to this end, we both labor and suffer reproach because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially to those who believe. These things command and teach. Ephesians chapter 1. I won't read it in its entirety, but I will give you the last few verses. But I will encourage you to go back and read that, okay? It's valuably important, especially to those who believe. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11. In him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will, that we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him you also trusted after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. This brings us full circle to personality traits that make you an easy person to love. If you're an easy person to love, guess what? That love is spilled over into someone else. Are you an easy person to love? Do you desire to be an easy person to love? When I'm counseling couples marrying and or married, I use this structure with these traits to determine openness, honesty, and a level of love. Ultimately, it shows respect and a value for the other person's needs, concerns, and idea as their mate actively listens and loves them. In closing, Psalms 138, I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. I will worship towards your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. Amen. As always, hope something was said here, guys, that will encourage you, that will strengthen you, and that will cause you to look deeper within yourself. Hopefully and prayerfully, these personality traits make you an easy person to love. We'll talk to you soon. God bless.